All right.
All right.
We're back. We're going to be talking about the squirm. What is that?
Oh, the internal squirm. Oh, let me tell you.
Sitting with the squirm.
You know how it is when you are stuck in transition, or you're going around the mountain again and you're in the unknown. And how many of you like the unknown? We don't really like it too much. We like the fruit that comes out of it. But, you know, when you got to go through it and all your neurological stuff and stories from the past and your ego and everything is like going off, red alert, I've never been here before. And you are squirming inside. You're reaching for anything to bring that familiar feeling or stability or just whatever can give you relief, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, right? And so I'm like, finally, I just sat down. It's so crazy, right? You know, where we, our ego tries to manage ourselves to prove to God we're learning something, right? We're learning, we know what we're supposed to do, but inside we're squirming like crazy. And so finally I just surrendered, right? Sat down and had a talk with the Lord. And for me, that's what I usually do. You know, I journal with God and I hear him really, really good when I just sit down and I'm either typing or writing, because like I've always said in other like Papa's Living Room posts, it gives your body something to do so that you got a clean flow where you can hear really good versus sitting there while your mind is going like crazy and trying to hear, right? Trying to pick up the right signal. Anyway, so this is what he told me. And I know you guys will probably be able to relate. And he goes, daughter, you need to relax. I know you're worried about many things. Your feelers are scurrying, trying to reach and find level stability. Relax and realize you can float. Oh, this is so huge, right? Relax and realize you can float. We're going back into our paddles up kind of stuff, right? And it's only when people kick and squirm that they sink and swallow a bunch of uncomfortable water, right?
Yeah.
And so he said, daughter, you're going to make it through this time. Sit with the squirm.
Okay. There's a lot there. Mm-hmm. They realize you can float. You know, what comes to mind is think about people that are actually drowning and then the rescuer comes out. We all know the story.
Yeah.
If you kick and scream as the rescuee,
panic,
you can drown both of you. So really, it's another picture, another way to look at this too. We were talking about how we've had little puppies and things in our life. I'm sure some of you have as well. And you just want to squeeze that thing and cuddle
child.
Up to it, or a little child, and they squirm to get out of your lap. Well, you can't really love on it too well if it's squirming to get out of your lap. Now think about this in your own life. Are you squirming to get out of the present now?
Yeah.
That's the big question for all of us. Believe me, we've struggled with this just like everyone else. And just recently, you know, it's a learning, it's a growth, it's a developmental process, because your ego always wants to squirm out of the lap.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where if we learn and cultivate what it means to live in the bigness of the now, then we won't be looking for escape patterns.
That everything's being taken care of.
That everything, just picture everything being provided, and you're in this little hub, this little bubble, this little tiny house, okay? Tiny house. Some of you don't like tiny houses because your ego wants big houses, but that's okay. All right, so you go to a tiny house.
So God has you in a tiny house.
Yeah,
right?
So but picture this in the natural. Say you have a tiny house and everything is in there. You have solar, you have food, you have water, you have
everything you need.
Yes,
right?
You have everything you need that's in that house. And it's beautiful. You have windows. You can see some scenery. Everything's packaged in that house. But yet you feel like nothing's happening because you're in a tiny house. And in a tiny house, all your needs are taken care of, but you're being squeezed in the egoic realm to say, why do you need a big house? Why do you need another car? Why do you need to go somewhere outside of this house? This is just a metaphor. But why do you need to get out of this so quickly? If the big house is coming, which there's nothing wrong with the big house, right? But if the big house is coming, the idea of living in the now and being okay and being content with the now in that tiny house is that the big house will come knocking on your door. Somebody, somewhere, some connection, something will come and overtake your life when we've let go into the tiny house and say, it's okay. I love this. I'm content with this. I'm loving where I'm at. I'm going to stop the squirm and I'm going to love the squirm. See, if you buck up and resist the squirm, then it gets worse.
Yeah. And what is the whole point, right? What is the whole point of this compacting pressure being in your tiny home? The compacting pressure is because it's God is allowing it to squeeze the stuff up in you that you've been running from. And if you just try to go to run to the next thing, or you finally let go of something, I got to hurry and grab hold of the next thing, you're going to miss the Pandora box of surprises, of wisdom and upgrades God's trying to get you to. But it takes sitting with that inner squirm. And, you know, and yesterday, Papa was just like, now sit with it. What's the message it's trying to tell you?
Yeah.
What is the message? And he goes, now look at it. What does it look like? And I just saw this scared little feeling. And it just, he goes, now send love to it. Just send love, embrace it, cocoon yourself around it so it can transform. And be okay. Just be okay. Be with it. And you know, once it's seen and once that love comes around and just dissolves it and then metamorphosizes it, there's a real release, and you don't have these things just pulling and yanking and stressing you out. I've got to get to the next thing. I got to get to the next thing. It peels out.
Yeah, it really does. A good example of this it's that I'm thinking about is, you know, I had this employee when I worked in senior living and did all the troubleshooting and all of that. I had this employee that always had to do something and keep going. Even though you could tell she was like totally tired, she had a family, she's burned out in some ways, and yet she always needed this adrenaline of an excitement going on. So if there was one moment that was, quote, boring to her, it was like she would voice it all the time, I'm bored, I'm bored, I'm bored, oh, I got to go do something. Well, it's, you know, if you're like that and you're ADD or whatever you want to label yourself, which nobody is, but it's kind of an illusion. Anyway, that's another message. But if you've been labeled that, okay, because of your attention deficit disorder, it's really, what that really is the inability to stay with the now and become friendly and comfortable with it. Because why? Because we are so afraid to be alone with ourselves to see the stuff. But that's exactly where God wants us to be, is to see the stuff, to feel it and to love it. Not rebuke it, not reject it, not cast it out, but sit with it and bring unconditional love to it. How do you do that? Oh, it's plaguing me. I feel like I'm possessed, or I feel like this is just torment. Well, you either try to fix it, you either try to fix it with your ego, or you allow God to take care of it in the now, in the present state of the now. So this girl, this woman that I worked with, it was like whenever I would mention, well, hey, why don't you just sit home and have a quiet evening watching TV, or just sit and listen to good music? Oh, what are you talking about? That's boring. It's so boring. And what she's been conditioned. You know, a lot of us have been conditioned to believe we live for the adrenaline shot.
The adrenaline, yeah.
Yeah, and the adrenaline shot is really based in egoic activity, because we can actually live in the, quote, adrenaline all the time in the now.
And not even realize
it. And not even realize it. And it's called joy. It's called joy. It's not adrenaline so much as it is called joy. Choose joy. We just heard this yesterday, right? Well, I forget who we heard it from, but somebody said, it was a movie, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was a show, yeah.
Yeah. So it was like, it was Chesapeake Shores.
Chesapeake Shores.
And she goes, choose joy. You know, in the midst of pain, it's our decision to choose it. And joy is in the now. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Joy is in. It is. It's just like we were talking about yesterday. If you hadn't heard that one we posted yesterday, talking about delight. Delight is found in the now versus desire is always, I got to get to it. When I get there, I'll be happy. Man. When I get there, I'll be fine. You know, when I get there, life will be better. That's that desire. That's the carrot always dangling in front of you, where delight is found in the moment, in the awe and wonder, delighting in each other, delighting in the weather, whatever it is, just delighting in the moment, and then things are safe to come to you. So, yeah.
Even again, you guys, some of you are really suffering. I can just tell you're, like, it's easy for you guys to say, you know, you seem all put together and everything. Sorry.
We'll tell you about our episode yesterday. Not with each other, but just what we've been going through mentally. That's going to be on our next post. Stay tuned.
Exactly. But it's the squirm.
Mm-hmm.
So the squirm, what is that exactly? What is the squirm in your life? This is where when you sit and receive and open yourself up, you'll begin to see what the higher calling is inside of you. And we're not talking about going out and conquering the world so much as we're talking about what is the higher calling that God is voicing in your life right now in order to bring about change. Is it something that you need to adjust, or is it simply, I need to sit here and receive and allow the cultivation of something to happen?
The cultivation. You know? And I just saw the image again of the pearl. And what happens, right? A little parasite gets in there and is squirming.
Yeah.
And the grace and the nectar covers it and transforms it. And eventually, you know, it passes and it becomes something completely new. But the whole time, that movement is triggering the oyster to release the nectar, which is this unbelievable iridescent value and beauty, love conquering, right?
It's layer after layer.
Unconditional love over and over, the intentional love of God. And this is the whole point God's trying to get us to, is just come sit with me and allow me to cocoon you. Allow my knacker of grace and love to just change your situation, change your viewpoint, change the meaning that you're having around this, because the prior meaning is what's causing this throbbing. Yeah. And so God is wanting you to sit with it so he can help you change the meaning around it. It's just like for me, I can't stand pain. You know, I'm an empath, you know, empaths, we feel everything and we'll feel other people's stuff and think it's us. We'll just, you know, and so we have to learn to master that whole thing.
And not judge it, you know?
Yeah. And look at it as a gift, but at the same time, surrender that whole thing of feeling and allow God to change the meaning around it. Because my tendency is I want to get away from anything that causes pain, not realizing that pain is here to help us, right? It's here to send a message, a call to change, or giving you contrast to protect you. And so once we start allowing it and say, I'm allowed to feel this pain, and I'm going to thank God for this pain because there's something there that's trying to help me.
And it's in context, we're not saying God sends us pain.
No.
Okay. What we're saying is that if pain, it's part of life, right? It's suffering and pain. Yeah. It's a meaning we're attaching to it, but most of it comes out of the egoic realm. We bring pain upon ourselves. Like we said before, we watched a documentary and the guy is in there asking the other guy, hey, do you want to be free from suffering? He's like, yeah, I'm done. He was like, okay, are you really done? Then really surrender. And then you'll find that you're being held.
Yes.
So the holding of it eliminates and starts disseminating the suffering because it's based in egoic activity most of the time.
Yeah.
So going back to the knacker, going back to the pearl, I think this is fascinating because we did a study on this a while back and did a message. It's really fascinating what God puts into nature to show us signs and wonders of what life is like, right? And so with the layers of the knacker, they call it, if you put a microscope on it, it's honeycomb shaped. Yeah. So honeycomb shape, think about it. Think about the sayings, as sweet as honey.
Yes.
Its taste is sweet as honey. So when this layer after layer after layer of grace is being added to your life, not only is it adding beauty, but the sweetness of it, if you can sit with it and love it, then the sweetness of God's presence comes out. The sweetness of your life spills out onto everyone else. And then you're shown, guess who comes and gets you? Not your own strength, but God comes and pulls you out of that ocean, mm-hmm. so to speak,
right,
and brings
you
right in front of the entire planet to say, look at this beautiful pearl. And guess what? Each pearl is individual. It's priceless. Not one is the same.
Yeah. And you know what's happening when that honeycomb is forming around you? Honeycomb, they symbolize portals of revelation. You look mm-hmm. way back in history of the, you know, the masters and wisdom and mystics, all that kind of stuff. And saints, they all talk about the honeycomb shape is representing revelation. So what's happening? Revelation is pouring over you and downloading through in you as you're sitting there yeah. in that squirm and allowing God to just envelop you with this love and grace and intention. Yeah. And you're coming out of this with a whole new viewpoint that now transforms you and is now added value to you. I mean, isn't it amazing how we experience life all comes down to the revelation and meaning that comes out of it versus us remaining in that squirmy state.
So good.
Right? And so it's up to us, right? How much more we want to keep squirming and resisting the oyster development process, or will we just relent and say, nope, I'm ready for more value. I'm ready for the upgrades. I'm going to sit here and let God just do this thing. And so...
Yeah. And that just one thing on that too. The oyster is ugly when it's the oyster. But when the pearl is produced through the oyster, see, it's the ugliness that produces the beauty. So it's the ugliness of that pearl, that oyster that actually... One other thing is inside of that shell is rainbow... colored iridescence. The same that's on that pearl that comes out of the pearl when you put it in the sunlight. Well, what's covering it is the covenant of love that's covering that whole process the entire time. And guess what? You can't squirm out of that shell before it's time. Somebody needs to hear that. Mm-hmm. You cannot squirm out of that shell before it's time for you to be revealed. You can try egoically, but guess what? It'll still look like that nasty looking oyster instead of the beautiful pearl.
Yeah, and
so allow the process to continue. Allow the developmental, I'm 60 years old and I haven't had a shot. So you're 60 years full of experience and full of knowledge.
And a massive pearl. And remember, there's no mirrors inside the oyster shell, right? And so your mind will lie to you and tell you you're getting behind the time, you haven't developed, all this kind of stuff. Little do you know, you've just had acquired massive value. And the longer you're in the shell, right, the bigger the pearl is. And, you know, you become like who you hang around. So imagine again, the oyster is the Trinity, the collective, the Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, all of them, heaven, that atmosphere cultivating you.
Yeah.
And you're in that and you're now taking on the full spectrum of that covenant on, and then they pull you out. I mean, it's phenomenal how God hides these messages and treasures and everything. So... But we have a choice to cooperate, right,
exactly.
with the creativity that's taking place. And so I just want to leave here. So he finished up with saying, he goes, daughter, we're holding you. And think of just allowing that oyster just to hold you. We're holding you. Relax in our hold and everything's going to be okay. We are more gracious than you realize. Rest in our goodness and unconditional love.
Man, I tell you, you know, if you really sit and think about this, back to the pearl and being held in that shell, you don't know what's going on in the outside world.
Yeah.
If you're that pearl sitting there, you have no idea what's happening outside. And furthermore, you're on the ocean floor buried underneath everything. And it has to be somebody coming and getting you. Meaning God coming and getting you or revealing something or someone that God comes through, whatever it may be. You'll know it when it happens for the next step to unfold, because it's not over when the pearl comes out of that shell. They sit there and polish it and refine it and buff it and get it just shiny enough and just perfect enough,
and
if you will.
Fitted, you know?
And then fitted in some kind of jewelry or whatever. The point is that it's not you doing it. Your job, if you will, is just to sit with the squirm and love it.
And let it.
Send love to it. Even if you don't love it, just send love to it as much as you can, as much as possible. Mm-hmm. You might even do it underneath your breath, just, oh, I can't stand this. Oh, man, right. Why do I have to go through this again, you know?
Yeah.
And just sit with that and just say, okay, but I love you. I'm trying to love you, squirm. I'm trying to love you present
it's
now.
Like letting the old you pass, you know, letting that yes. old you die off and receive the new you, receive the upgrades, the revelation of who God, it's stepping into your divinity, really. And I'll do a message on this. The Lord was telling me the other day about that too, coming out of our smallness, right? And when you step into your divinity, everything comes with that, all the resources and everything. But you know, and just a side note, remember, your ego will try to talk you out and try to convince you to leave that shell of development, to stop the process, because, you know, we're more powerful than we realize. And so just, again, want to encourage you, allow yourself, don't listen to this old stories of what the ego's telling you, you're behind your times, and,
yeah,
and it's, get your voice out there, hustle, bustle, you know, yeah. get your grind on, all that kind of stuff. It's like, no, there's a higher path.
Yeah, and it's you can link this to everything, you guys, and we're going to wrap this up here in a minute, mm-hmm. but you can link this. This isn't just for waiting for some call to happen. This is transitional. Like, say you're in between jobs. You're in between relationships. You're in between geographical locations. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about everyday life,
yeah.
not just a big, grandiose thing that's going to happen because you haven't gotten your voice out. That's one area. Yes, it's big. But how about these smaller areas in life where we have transitional points? This is where we need it the most.
Yeah,
this because
is a development 101.
Yeah, and the next message, we're going to talk about the whole relational thing, right? The relationships and going from one to one, the other one.
Yeah.
Yep, but anyway, I won't get into that. But
stay tuned.
Yeah, stay in the squirm and love it. So I hope that's
squirmy old story pass.
Yeah, hope that's encouragement to you guys. It sure has been to us, and it's making all the difference. Even if you don't see anything happening on the outside, everything is happening on the inside to cause the outside to begin to align with your highest, yeah. highest call, your highest good, your highest self. That God is saying, hey, you there's more in you than you realize. And to learn to love, this has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
To love yourself, to love others, to love the planet.
To let God love you.
Oh, man.
That's huge, right? We're always trying to do stuff for him or everybody else. And this time in the shell, he's saying, let me love you. Let my grace just go into receive mode. The process will go a lot better and quicker.
That's right. Just practice it every day.
You won't even need it to go quicker after that, right? That whole quickness of the squirm fades out too. So it's amazing. Oh, the journey, right? So anyway, we love you all. Stay tuned to more messages coming your way. And
signing off, paddles up, sit with the squirm.
Talk soon.